Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Rashford, he's in here. He scores! Marcus Rashford takes yet another step up the ladder. And it's a lad from Manchester who scored.
Only chance in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Thank you,
man. Guys in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang over. Only chance in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Manny. Ready!
Description. Oh. How about
Martial is isolated. Skirtle here. Oh yes!
Welcome to Manchester United. Anthony Martial.
I beat for backstage till the bar's done. Slap one, slap two, that's your dance done. Like Rashford, I'm a fast one. Thank you, man. Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Only champs in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U. Thank you, man. Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Only champs in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Mugger. First Mugger episode of the new season. I'm joined this week by Elijah. How you doing, Elijah?
I'm good. It's clear that I was the only one excited to come on today. So, you know.
Yeah. It might not be lost on a lot of people that during the preseason, you had a little cameo at the start, got your rant off, started preseason. I guess you've just been loading, you know, just calmly waiting. Like you mentioned, the Mugger group chat a few times. I just want to see how we do against Brighton. Like, you're not telling me stuff, innit? I'm not watching because Elijah wasn't really watching preseason. I just want to see how we do against Brighton. And before we get into how we did against Brighton, it'll be remiss of me not to mention the fact that we have a live show Sunday, the 4th of September. Mugger Mafia, we need you there. We're playing Arsenal, the blood of our enemies. So we need you there in full force. I think there's a handful of early bird tickets still left. Tickets only came out last week, so the fact they've almost sold out already is crazy. So grab your early bird ticket if you're listening to this. Mugger, we need you in full force. It's at Belushi's in London Bridge, 8 screens deep, food, drink. Elijah's going to be there. I think he said porn star martinis for the boy. He's going to need them.
I'm going to be 15 deep by half time. One for every completed McTominay pass.
Cool. So with that business being dealt with, let's get into start of the season. Old Trafford proceeded to lose 2-1 to Graham Potter's Brighton. You know, everybody's favourite manager who doesn't manage their club. But it hurts when it happens to your club. Talk me through how you're feeling in the build-up? Because obviously, I think you caught maybe the last preseason game, maybe the second half against Villa. But tell me how you're feeling in the build-up to the game, and then talk us through the performance, brother.
So I think generally the only preseason game I watched was Villa, because the reason why is because it was just a Saturday. I had enough to do. Otherwise, I just would not have watched anything of preseason. But so I watched that game, and that was probably the worst game for me to watch, because apparently that was so much worse than the war once before that. And apparently it got worse from there because Aleko and Rayo. But I didn't expect much. I knew we'll be going in with at most two new signings. Cause as much as I didn't think Malacia would start, because I thought that Ten Hag would try as much as possible to keep as much of the 11 from last season, because it seems to be a theme where outside of a few clubs, most of the new signings have been kept on the bench to bed them in a bit more slowly. I didn't expect much. I was actually more interested to see how Brighton were going to set up against us, because you know that with the excitement of the new style of play and the philosophy and all that stuff, that it'll be good to see how other teams will set up against it. And I can't even lie, if I was Ten Hag this morning, my head would be really hot, because it's not the fact that Brighton bopped us. It's the fact that Potter said, you know what, I'm going to take it back to 90s Ajax and show you who the real Ajax man is. Man went with a 3-4-3 diamond. That won them the Champions League. Fam, my head would be hot.
Do you know what killed me? He's a tracksuit manager who obviously plays philosophy. Man came in the blazer polo. Oh, you go boss suit, fam. Oh, you think you're the only one that could come suited and booted? Let's fucking... We're playing footy, are we? I'm going to do my thing with Danny Welbeck, fam. It's my name, man.
Fam.
Oh, bro.
I was telling everyone, forget Man City, forget Liverpool, forget Tottenham, forget Chelsea, forget even Arsenal, whatever. We need to get to the level of coaching of Brighton first. That's the level. And that's why I was so excited to see how we're going to do. They gave us early a test, They gave us a hot one. The first 10 or so minutes, we were a bit lively. Do you know what? I just feel like that was just off of the crowd being really good. Even though Dalot, in the first 15 seconds, he was a fucking mess. It was a mess all game. But the first 15 seconds, Jesus Christ, man. Like, he dampened that mood straight away. So
they told me it was him.
You know what? I'm not gonna say what I was gonna say, because then they'll try and cancel me in it.
But they told me it was him, bro.
Hey man, he's day. So but I mean, after the first 10 minutes, they settled down, and then you just saw that Brighton just quickly, the way they were set up was just basically just to pressurize the first and second phase of our team. They didn't care that they were leaving Sancho one-on-one with Webster or Rashford one-on-one with Veltman, because they knew if you press the front first phase, press the second phase, they're not going to get the ball. So they're just ineffective anyway. So the diamond was a good overload, and it was also really good, because knowing that Martial wasn't going to be there, was probably going to, and Ronaldo wasn't going to start, probably going to face a false nine. Therefore, that if that guy drops in and there's four midfield, you have that diamond there. The three up top, the wingers were really wide, so it made sure that Dalot and Shaw couldn't help their centre backs. And all really done, that was all a setup for the joke of Welbeck terrorizing our two centre backs, because for some reason,
call the ISO play.
Mate, how can you ISO a 1v2 and you're at a disadvantage, bro? That makes no sense. I thought ISO meant it's a 1v1. How,
bro? You know what? That pass in between Dalot and Maguire had them man in a tizzy the whole fucking first half. Martinez would go across because Maguire didn't pick up on it. And then Maguire, instead of them making a central run, so if anybody's cutting a pass back, he's there to cancel it. He's like, oh my days, what happened? Like, you, bro, he makes me sick, you know?
Bro, do you know what the funny thing is, yeah? People, yeah, were saying, oh, Maguire and Martinez weren't that bad. If they weren't that bad, why was Welbeck so good? If they weren't that bad, why was Welbeck so good? That's all I want.
Why
was
Welbeck so good?
No. There bro, is why? No way.
His haircut is so wide. I thought was so high.
The flat back is so good. Nah, because I need to understand, how can two defenders have decent games, but they're getting terrorized by the striker? Because I don't understand what people are thinking. Because that part, like you said, the pass between Dado and Maguire was there all game. Shaw and Martinez, anytime the ball went up in the air and Welbeck was back into Martinez, everyone should have dropped because they should have known Martinez wasn't winning shit. So, bro, I don't understand this rhetoric that Martinez and Maguire weren't that bad. They weren't good. They weren't. If they were good, Welbeck is not playing that well. I'm sorry, because it was just, the thing is, yeah, it's not like Brian done anything smart. Even Lallana after the game said we went more direct because we just want to skip out their press. Because obviously they know, like you lot were saying during preseason, the reason why Ten Hag has tried to implement that press is because he knows he can't fix that defense. So they just said, okay, we'll just play over your press.
We're just trying to get to your defense ASAP.
Exactly.
Let's just with them man there, real quick.
Bro, and that's it. And you see, this is the problem when, like, the thing is, if you have actual athletic centre-backs and you left them isolated against an athletic striker, then it will be a contest. But Welbeck was able to do a thing because both of them aren't the greatest athletically. And it just goes to show, like, whatever people try to say about Maguire, whatever, bro, like,
your man is not it,
bro. It's not gonna work. But I'm just waiting for the car crash to happen, because eventually, it's gonna be seen that's not gonna work. But yeah, I mean, I've not even spoken about the team because essentially, it was just shit. Fred was awful, but I mean, Fred tried to give them a goal several times, but I mean, that's just Fred. McTominay.
I was shaking his head when he came off. I said, like, he wasn't like. I'm like, bro, you are fucking shit.
He was awful, but to be fair, he was better than McTominay. And McTominay was on a yellow card, so bro, for him to come off.
I think like McTominay is getting in because of supposed PMP, man. That's it at this point. No manager of ours wants to go in without one athletics central midfielder. He does nothing with his athleticism.
So
does absolutely nothing with it.
Like the fact the reason why he probably stayed on is probably because Ten Hag thought he's better going forward and we need a goal. So
yeah, bro.
But I mean, all of them weren't good. Sancho barely got into the game, and the time he got
fucking hell, Jadon Sancho, what a piece of shit,
bro. Him and Rashford, I forgot they were playing until the second half, bro. I can't even.
He's a proper piece of shit, Jadon Sancho, man.
Can't even.
Mr. Preseason,
bro. Like, yeah, it's but to be fair, I am gonna give them and Ericsson some slack, because like I said at the start, if they can't get the ball, then what are they supposed to do? And especially with the fact
I guess I want to ask you, how do you feel about those sort of performances? So in a performance when obviously you don't get much of the ball, cool, that's one thing. But what about the minimal times you do get the ball? Every time, like Sancho was trash every time he got it.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that
Rashford missed a sitter. Rashford is a prick, man.
Like, the thing is, the problem is that it's hard because when they do get it, they feel like they're not gonna get it again for a long time, and that's what it was like in the first half. They barely got the ball, and I genuinely forgot they were playing. Like, genuinely forgot. Eriksen was absolutely
23 listeners' questions.
Yeah. Half of them. half of them are so funny. But I completely forgot Eriksen was playing. And to be fair, playing him at the lineup, he should have gone with Rashford up top.
Bro, I thought that was the only thing that made sense. Like, your centre... Like, bro, people think you could just fucking stick a man in false nine. Like, fucking hell, bro. Like, you can't just... Oh, yeah, fucking just stick a guy in false nine. Come on, it's... Football's way more complicated than that. Is a player that you're sticking in the false nine, is he drawing the centre-backs out? Is he creating space for the other players around him? Otherwise, he's just a guy. He's just a fucking guy running around. Like, bro, people just think you could just stick a man in false... Like, are they mad? I can't understand. Like, when people say, oh, yeah, got to be Eriksen or Bruno false nine, I was like, nah, it's got to be Rashford. That's the only thing that makes sense. Because even if you have Eriksen on the left and he's just trying to get balls into Rashford running in behind and trying to find Sancho on the other wing, that's calm. What did they think they were going to achieve with Eriksen as a false nine?
Do you know what the thing is? Yeah, do you know what's so funny about it? If you put Rashford up front and then you have either Bruno or Eriksen out wide, just let the fullback overlap. That's just it. Just let the fullback overlap. I it was so simple to me, but he was obviously wedded to the idea of the fullbacks coming into midfield, which Potter dealt with anyway, just by having the wingers higher wide, so they just couldn't do that. So, I mean, hopefully this guy learns another way to tell his fullbacks to play. But yeah, I thought the lineup was trash, but there wasn't much else you can do about it. Ronaldo and Van de Beek were okay when they came on. I mean, Ronaldo didn't even do much. He was just like, do you know what? Yeah, to be honest, I don't think we done anything in that game. I thought
bro, nothing performance.
I feel like a bit of ascendancy we had was just because Brighton changed their formation to four at the back, and that's it. And then once they done that, we got a bit of space out wide, and then we just kept ping the ball from just doing bare switches, and then yeah, we kept crossing it into the box, and then then Potter realized, yeah, let me just go back to five at the back, and then it just stopped. we actually done nothing the whole game. It was a nothing performance, and I'm like. Even the post-match review I wrote, I already wrote the scoreline at the 75th minute because I knew that nothing was going to happen. Everything was done.
Same, yeah, man. Same. I was saying when I was watching, like, to me, it's yes and no. So I get bringing on a striker because it will give it, well, especially when you're playing with a false nine, because it'll give the team a focal point. It means defenders have to react, and it, you know, gives like players a target with crosses, etc. But also, I feel like when you're playing a game and you're not even creating chances, what are you bringing a striker on for? What is he going to be getting on the end of? First of all, put your team in a position where you're actually committing players and creating chances. Then that's the scenario. Then you bring a striker on because there's something for him to get on the end of. Especially when it's a striker who's going to be 38 in February. You know? He's going to be 38 in February and he don't want to be here. You don't want to be here, bro.
That guy needs to leave, man.
We don't want to be... Bro, nobody wants him.
That guy...
Nobody wants to pay a 38-year-old 300 bags a week.
Look, yeah. This guy needs to have some respect for himself and just go to Saudi Arabia.
Bro, that's a bag, man.
Bro, he, like just...
A cash out. Running through these checks till I cash out, man.
No one wants you, bro. So just go cash out. Like, it's... The thing is, yeah, I would understand if there were Champions League clubs that wanted you or could get you. Neither is possible. So why are you here?
It's like, crazy.
We all know this guy doesn't even want to play for a club who has that Europa League badge. Like, he does not want to play.
He probably have a fit if he hears that, man.
Bro, no. The thing, like, I guarantee you, if I see that guy play, that guy's going to put in a disaster class in that competition, you know? Bro, do you know how well he played in the Champions League last season to make sure that we didn't get into the Europa League? Bro, fam, he needs to go. He needs to go. But, I mean, after seeing the links of his replacement, yay. Ah.
Bro, so that's that. We start the season off in style. 2-1 loss at home. Some people say progress. Progress because last time we played them, they beat us. What was the score? 4-0.
4-0, yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. Potter, man. Potterini.
Hey, man.
The boy who lived.
They've been playing with the magic, you know.
Oh my gosh. The boy who lived, boy. Oh, man. All right. So, straight after the game, we're immediately linked to Marko Arnautović of Bologna. Many of you will know him, or West Ham fame. Also played for Stoke and also played for Austria. A technical player. I think once upon a time in his career, they thought he could be the next Zlatan Ibrahimovic. That quickly got reassessed. And he's kind of seen out his days in Italy, to be honest with you. You had a little stint in China. And we supposedly won him. He played with Ten Hag at FC 20. So he knows what Ten Hag's trying to achieve, etc., etc., etc. What are your thoughts, Elijah?
I wrote an article today about why United keep going for 65-year-old strikers, but I mean, it's just enough. I mean, to be fair, out of all of them, outside of Igalo, this is probably the worst one. He's not that good. He's not even a striker. He was a versatile attacker, and now he can't move anymore. So he's just a big fuck off man up front, which Ten Hag. A big fuck off man up front. that's what he is. He's just a guy with a temper, just running around, kicking the ball very hard when he wants to. Once upon a time, he's a decent player, and he did do well with Bologna last season, 14 league goals, which you can't sniff at that for like a mid-table side.
You bring the Serie A tax in, how many league goals is that?
So, I mean, taken off at least 30%, so that's like a good 9, 10.
I can't believe we are going in for Marko Arnautović. This feels insane.
Bro, look, yeah.
I don't know what I'm living in. Bro, I feel like I'm living surreal.
After Igalo, that can't get worse. Can't. We literally loaned Igalo from a Chinese side, then extended that loan.
I just have to smash it. You know, that's a Europa League veteran right there, bro. Now we're doing a fucking madness in Europa, coming to a footballing league. Oh shit, what sport are you, man, playing here?
But fuck it all. I
just have to smash it.
The thing is, I'm actually surprised that I didn't put two and two together sooner. If I knew that he was at 20. At the same time as Ten Hag, I would have said this is obvious. because Ten Hag clearly likes that target man striker.
Getting hizzy, you know.
Halle.
He's fucked, you know. Ten Hag is a fucked youth, man.
even the way he used Huntelaar, then he wanted Nunes. Like that's the type of player he likes. But so what really annoys me is that there's Skamaka right there, who actually reminds me bare of Arnautović as well. Like, even the tattoos, the angry face, shooting the ball really hard. Just a big fuck-off man up front, isn't it?
Yeah.
And nothing. Just nothing. But, I mean... Nothing.
Yeah.
But, like, that is just it. This is what Ten Hag likes. This is his preference. And people are trying to say, oh, the board are forcing him on him. Bro, the board 5 years ago, Mourinho wanted him. They said no. They said no when he was actually doing decent. So I'm not sure why they would bring him up again and say, yeah, go on. Yeah,
do you know what? I think they're just trying to back the manager. And I guess this is where the problem lies. Where you don't stand for nothing yourselves, you'll stand for anything, you know? And he came in saying that he wanted the right to veto any transfer. And I would have been okay with that. As in, we identify players. And you just say, there's no point because this guy is not going to play for me. You know what I'm saying? I understand that from the manager. But us to simply be making our moves based on him, who's only going off players that he's managed, is fucking insane. And I, let me not lie, I thought he'd have a more broader, like, understand of world football. Man is just going for guys who are Dutch, played in the Netherlands, or played for him. That's his fucking criteria. Bro. Dutch, played in the Netherlands, or played for me. That's it. Bro. That is it.
The thing is, I'm not surprised because I'm not... As soon as I saw that he brought back, he brought Haller to Ajax because he played with him at Utrecht and he really loved him, I said, this guy's different. There's something off about this guy. There's something off about this guy. Because no one brings back Haller. Because I saw it with Tuchel and Choupo-Moting. Well, when he brought him to PSG, I said, yeah.
You're a real one. You're a real one.
Something's different about you, my guy.
You're a real
something's different about you, my guy. But not in all. Hey, like, in actual all seriousness, it's just that at the end of the day, we can look at when Klopp came into Liverpool, and to be fair, when he came in, their reputation in terms of their signings wasn't good either. So they had about two, like, even. Basically, all their signings apart from Sturridge and Coutinho were just misses, and they signed a lot. They just signed a lot of shit, and and then Klopp comes in, and then even them, they still stuck to their guns and said, "Klopp, we have identified these guys, and will you make it work?" Because remember, Klopp tried to get Götze, tried to get Brandt, and they both said no because you're shit. And then and then Liverpool said, yo, we have Mane, Salah, we have these guys, Wijnaldum, whatever. So it's like, at the end of the day, Liverpool stuck to their guns and they done it with a manager that had done a lot in world football and had a lot of these connections as well. So I'm not going to go too hard on Ten Hag for doing it because clearly Klopp tried to do the same thing. But the difference is, Liverpool have football people on their board. They have to have a football structure. And to be fair, even though at the time the football structure was much maligned, they stuck through it. They trusted in it, and it got them through. So, but right now we just have any man there. Mertor, Fletcher's doing work experience.
Fletcher's getting his hands in everything. Everything that's moving. Everything that's moving. Fletcher wants a cut. Give me a taste, bro. Let me just have a taste.
Bro, I swear to God, Fletcher is going to be at the next financial quarterly, bro. He's going to be there behind Richard Arnold taking notes, bro. That guy...
He's held in that high regard that man is just using the club for... Bro, he's going to be the president of FIFA one day, man.
Bro,
with all the work experience he's about to get.
He's going to be a super board member, bro. Nothing's going to get past him. Nothing's going to get past him. Are you done?
It's insane. It's insane. It wouldn't be an episode of Mugga if we didn't have our weekly Frankie de Jong update. We were talking about it at the top of the pod. What is the latest with Frankie, Elijah?
There's just a lot of shit. Mostly that... Just a lot of shit, man. I fucking hate the kid, man.
Wait, hold on. What did he do?
Oh, fuck that guy, man.
I fucking hate the kid. Isn't it Barcelona?
Oh, fuck him, man.
I fucking hate the kid. You hated him from the first minute we were linked. That's the craziest thing. It's not like it's accrued over time. No. When the first minute you heard us linked, you're like, I hate the kid.
I pegged him from the second, bro. I knew it. I knew there was something off about the U because there's no way you are behind two toddlers and a pensioner and you're still skeptical about wanting to leave your club. Then it turns out they're holding back your hard-earned money and you still want to stay at the club. Now they want to take you to court and you still want to stay at the club.
Jesus Christ. The court thing is mad, fam.
Bro, the worst thing is, apparently he doesn't even want to go to Chelsea. Like, he's saying no to Chelsea. He wants to stay, but he doesn't want to take a pay cut. This, bro.
Yeah, you don't want to stay enough then.
But anyway, there's obviously the court thing that Barcelona brought to him the day after they agreed a deal with Man United. Then in that same report, Ornstein said that United are like, De Jong just hasn't decided about what, if he has to leave, where he wants to go. Chelsea apparently will pay the fee and the deferred wages. And then there's other reports saying that De Jong just doesn't want to go to Man United at all. It's not about the deferred wages, and that he could consider Chelsea and Bayern, and that Champions League is a draw. And then there's other reports saying he doesn't even want to go to Chelsea, and that's the reason why Chelsea haven't even formalized their interest, which I understand, because if Chelsea had a small hint, they're going all in, because even for Fofana, they're still bidding for him now, even though Leicester are saying no, because they know Fofana wants to come. So, bro, like I said, fuck the youth. I hope his career just shrivels into nothingness, to be honest.
I just saw a funny tweet from Okoro, Van der Sar, Ferdinand, Scholes, Rooney, Ronaldo, today, Maguire, Rabiot, Bruno, Arnautovic. Lord, I spent the last 15 years praying for this. This Jose Mourinho crying at the Euro Conference League final.
Oh, that is so funny.
Of course you go. And who does the person support? Arsenal. Fucking.
I love it, man. I love it, because that shows how much we actually tortured them. I love it.
The whole childhood ruined, bro.
That's actually so funny. There is absolutely no way a club will ever have had my mind like that, you know.
Bro, I hear it, bro. I hear it. Man, I'm trying to sneak on into top 10 legacies all time and stop history of football. For two league titles. obviously in that tweet, obviously they mentioned a player we haven't spoken about yet, Adrian Rabiot. He comes with his mum attached at the hip. The duo are infamous at this point, cause trouble at pretty much every club that he goes to. Obviously an upgrade over what we have, but what are your thoughts if this bad boy goes through?
I hate him too. I can't even
hate the kid, yeah.
Yeah, hate him. And this is actually for footballing reasons this time, so
that's a plus.
Yes. He's just bang average. That's it, just bang average. And he thinks
he's wavy. It's because he's left-footed. If he was right-footed and he played exactly the same way, he'd accept it. But because he's left-footed, he thinks he's wavy.
He thinks he's so much better than he is. And like the worst thing is, yeah, I remember having this conversation like 2-3 years ago. If he decided to be a DM, he would be a decent DM. But this guy thinks, you know what? I want to be an 8. I want to progress the play, brother. Nah. You have less progressive passives than McTominay last season, brother Packett.
Really?
Brother Packett. Do you know what, yeah? I went on...
Packett is loud, fam.
I went on FB Ref to try and make sense of it, just to see if I can manipulate the numbers. Aye, man. Even Barcelona.
Less progressive passes than McTominay.
Yeah, bro. Bro,
in serious.
I think they showed the amount of stats that he was in the bottom 40% of in the top 5 leagues, like passes into the final third, progressive carries, progressive passes, like the bottom 40%
all the stats you want your bro, like
Jude was insane. I was looking at
kill me now,
and I'm thinking, brother, but the thing is, I honestly cannot tell you anything he's good at. Like, someone asked, is there a player that you've heard about and whenever you watch them, they've not had a good game? And
that's him.
He's just a perfect example. Like, they generally based that tweet off them. So they said, name another player. I couldn't think of another player, bro. Like, I've not seen the guy have a good game. At his best, he's decent and he can look nice on the ball in terms of keeping it, doing
again. If he has short hair and right footed, you're not even saying he looks nice on the ball, bro. I promise you.
Yeah,
so who was I can get my head around this. Who was Klopp signing at this point? Who was his Rabiot?
His Rabiot. So I mean, I think in the first summer, what they got, Matip on the free, Clavan Wijnaldum and Mane. I think they've got four players.
Fucking hell. All four would start for us.
Oh, yeah. Clavan, you know what, yeah? Clavan was a decent guy, you know? He was a decent guy. The one thing is, yeah, he never ever dropped a disaster class, but he never ever dropped the mark. He never ever dropped the mask card. Straight
Stop five. Steady Eddie. Steady Eddie, yeah, man.
Bro, just a straight 5.5 out of 10, you know? Right. I love that. I love that.
Yeah, fucking hell. So, do you think that happens then, Rabiot?
How strong are your links?
Are they coming from the wrong people, should I say? And by wrong people, I mean the people who are usually right.
Yeah, yeah. So, Ornstein said it this morning.
Ornstein!
Yeah.
Fucking hell, yeah. Forget it then.
Forget it. Ornstein was the one to break it this morning. And then he came out on the podcast afterwards saying, oh, yeah, United have been working on this deal for a while. It's not a reaction to the loss. And I'm like, brother, someone at United put in a call to you and said, brother, clean up this fucking mess right now. Clean up this fucking mess right now. We're getting cooked, my guy. Clean up this fucking mess right now.
Are you getting a fucking thing from this club again? Fucking tidy your shit up right now, you little shit.
Man said they've been working on Rabiot for a while.
Bro, Juve will pay us to take him off their hands.
Juventus were considering getting rid of him for free, and now they're going to get 20 million for him. But we've been working it for a while.
Oh, I feel sick, man. Oh, my God. I feel sick, bro.
But do you know what? I'm thinking.
Bro, you can't say trust in this, bro. I can't trust in this, man.
Do you know what? Yeah. I'm thinking.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It'll be like getting Romelu, you know.
Just Romelu's better than him, surely, man.
Do you know what? But it'll be like getting that little player. So hopefully he could perform to that standard. Just get us through for like 2-3 years, and then we can upgrade, because even that's not great on McTominay. But brother, it's not looking good, man. Like that's a really poor signing. Like whatever way you look at it, even if he comes in and performs well, it is just a poor sign, because he's not good. Like him performing well is average. He is not good. So what's the point?
Crazy. He plays regularly for his white privilege, man.
That is white privilege down to a T. That is Laurent Blanc shouting in the Deschamps ear saying, brother,
this team's too black, bro. All right, Elijah. Fucking hell. All right, let's finish up with fucking listeners' questions, man. First one is from Kenpachi One, long time listener. Shout you out, bro. Have you noticed any patterns of play or automatism preseason included? Can't lie, I haven't. This feels like the same reliance on players pulling something out of their ass.
Hey, man, I didn't even watch preseason, but I mean, I can see they're trying to do something, but I mean, it's going to be like, to be fair, yesterday we had a lot of possession, but I feel like Brighton just didn't care. Like, you know what? It reminded me of.
You ain't got players to hurt us.
Yeah. But it reminded me of when Rodgers first came to Liverpool, and the first game was against West Brom with Steve Clarke. And obviously, Rodgers tried to come and play football. Steve Clarke, proper disciple of Jose Mourinho, said, fuck that. Sit back, counter. Packed him in 3-0.
three attacks, three goals. The game is nasty, bro.
And that was it. The next week, they go face Man City. obviously Man City come out, ding dong game, 2-2. That's how it's gonna be, bro. Like against these small teams, they are just gonna be like, you know what?
You don't have the quality to hurt us, bro.
You tried your thing. We know you're still learning. Plus, you don't have the quality. You're finished. You're finished. Bro, Brentford, they got a hot one for us.
Oh, fuck. Evan, Tony. They
got a hot one for us. Tony's eating.
Tony is eating.
Versus Martinez at a back post.
Ooh. Martinez literally just pushed the man. Fuck it. I'm just pushing you, bro. Jeff was in the chat like, that's not a penalty. I don't care, Lul. What do you mean? I don't care, Lul. You fucking know what a penalty is when you see it, man.
Bro, do you know what the worst thing about Tony is, yeah? He's like 5'10 as well.
He feels like he's 6'2, bro.
He is not even that much taller than Martinez. But he's
bro, dead. He feels like he's... Whenever people repeat that, he looks like he's 6'4, fam. He looks like Zlatan, I'm telling you.
He gave Van Dijk a bad day. A bad day one time.
He looks huge. What?
Bruh.
Built different. He's built different, man. I feel sick already, man. Oh, gosh. All right, cool.
And you know the worst thing is that's like a Saturday 5:30 as well. That is prime time upset, man. I'm sick.
Yeah, that's definitely upset. The games that nobody else gets to watch. So back in the day, we'd pretend Pogba played well. Oh, yeah, now we lost, but Pogba played well, dude. He played his thing, man. It weren't his fault. But to answer Gene's question, yeah, obviously we're trying to build out of the back. You've got Dalot moving into kind of central midfield role and progressing the ball for us. And obviously in terms of what Elijah mentioned at the top, we're pressing high because we really want to try and win that ball back as early as we can. Preseason's one thing. We just don't have the players for this shit. So it's going to be painful. And I think in the season, there'll be some good performances. There'll be some days where everything comes together and it will be enough for people to be like, yay. So I said on the pod that if we end the season as a well-coached side with poor players, I'll be happy. I'll be happy because then I just need us to get better players for the coaching going on. So that's my target for this season. But I think sixth is as good as it gets for these lot. It's as good as it gets for these lot. Next one from Gene again. Kenpachi Wan. How long do you reckon Ten Hag will put stocks in McFred? More specifically, McTom, given he decided to sub Fred first, who played marginally better than him.
Look, yeah, we've been linked with three midfielders after the performance on Sunday, so...
That ain't no coincidence, man.
The thing is that, yeah, man, it was really bad for McTominay, and that's for McTominay. That was a really bad McTominay.
We should say in something, because what does a fucking good one look like? Yeah,
bro. He actually should have been sent off as well, because that was a disgusting chat.
Oh god, that was horrible, man.
Like, that's the thing I really don't like that about him. Like,
cynical.
Like, he thinks because he's shit and he's having a shit game, he can do that to people. That's not right, man. Like, that's not right, but...
I completely agree with you. That is not on, brother.
Yeah, but... Cool. I mean, that's how he plays football, in it. So, hopefully...
Jose Mourinho, man. When we played Spurs, like, post-game, I think the 1-1 draw in lockdown, they just kind of like, you good, yeah? And it was so, like, casual. And I was like, McTominay, you know you fucking owe him your living. And Mourinho, you know he's your fucking hell spawn. So you guys to see each other at full time and just be like, oh, you good, yeah? It was hilarious to me.
Do you know why?
Thank you for everything, boss.
He created
an award for him at the end of the season. Scottish kid who Fergie recommended to the club, who used to play striker but is now midfielder award.
Bro. The reason why they had to keep it sissy in public, because if people saw those messages, they would think they are lovers, bro. Because I know McTominay is sending love letters to that guy. Absolutely no way he has a career at this club without him. But
players that have come through this academy, and it's Scott McTominay who makes it.
And fucking Alanga. Okay,
cool. Armchair gaffers. Rashford. That's all. He didn't even ask a question. He just said Rashford.
Look here.
Why did other person? They just said Rashford.
Man, the thing is, yeah. The thing is that that you could get so much out of that word rather than if you wrote a question.
Oh my god.
Oi, look,
he's done, I think, bro. Look, he might be cooked. Yeah. He was a good dude. Now he's cooked food, man.
Look, yeah. It's getting to the point where, you know, when that countdown starts and it's like, shit, yeah. Now's the countdown to like when can you say he's officially done? Because for Martial, by like November of that season, people were like, yeah, yeah, it's done, it's done. So I mean, he's pulled it back from this position before. Well, not this bad, but I mean, there was a time we all remember West Ham away and Sebi's voice note. So yeah, that was actually 3 years ago, man. Ah, oh, for fuck's sake, man! This club has been hell.
He's been shit more than he's been good in his career.
Yeah, but I mean. Yeah, but the thing is, it's hard to have an honest conversation about. The thing is that before it was hard to have an honest conversation because it was like there was reasons for it. Now it's like if he plays bad now, we're going to look back at those moments and just say he was just shit and that's it. Rather than saying, he was shit because of Mourinho or he was shit because of the injuries or shit because of Ole and stuff like that. Now people are just gonna look back and say he was shit because he is shit.
Yeah, the club's cooked him. Would you say the club's failed him?
Yeah. I do feel that, but I feel that way with a lot of our talent players to be honest. So
I remember somebody was asking a few weeks, maybe a few months ago, who's the last player who came here and left with their reputation better than what it was when they got here?
Probably Van Persie. And even him.
He came the best player in the league and he left.
With a title. He was washed, but he was old and he got a title. But even before that, Ronaldo.
Jesus Christ, 2009. Two players in 13 years.
And that's actually the truth. Like, there's no one... Like, the thing is that it's... It will actually be hard for us to sell to a better club than us. It's because it will either be Real Madrid or Barcelona if that player is playing well. So if they are doing well and there's no moves materializing there, they're going to stay. So then they're probably going to be washed when they leave. So I understand that. But so, for example, if De Gea left, if not for that fax machine, De Gea would have been all...
That's actually... In hindsight, one of the worst things that's ever happened to us.
Do you know what? I feel like it would have been fine without Sanchez. I feel like Sanchez was the reason why it became so bad. Because if he wasn't on that high...
When the last time De Gea was decent?
2018.
When was the fax machine thing?
2015.
Fucking hell, bro.
And then, to be fair, he did sign a 250k. When that fax machine fell through, why?
Under no pressure, 375 bags.
No, but the thing is, now think about it. Why did he do that? Because he could just left on a free next.
You were shit, bro.
Huh?
You're not gonna get onto. I'm shit.
No. But the thing is,
I'm fooling the world, fam. Let me catch out.
I don't understand. He decided to sign a contract with United when he could just left on the free to Real Madrid the next year.
Maybe he loves the club.
No, he doesn't.
So why do you think he did it then?
Huh?
Why do you think he did it then?
Look at the way he plays. He's an idiot. That's it, man. He's a fool. He's just a fool, man. Oh, God. That guy... Do you know what, yeah? For both goals, that guy was actually awful. But
the first goal, he was so bad. I mean, the second goal, he was the one that really made me sick. I'm trying to remember the first one. It was across the face.
It was across the face, and he went with his legs rather than trying to catch the ball. What keeper he's does
fucking,
that?
What's he doing? He's fucking insane.
What keeper tries to kick out a cutback?
Brother.
Oh, nah. He actually, like, the mistakes he makes are so funny. Like, he's actually a joke.
Nah, bro.
He's actually a joke. He's actually a joke. And this guy's holding us to ransom. Like, he's a fucking...
He swears he's him, fam.
He thinks he's a mafia boss saying, this guy was complaining about not playing, then getting put in the lineup. I can't believe that, man.
I hate what was the question?
Rashford, oh yeah.
Rashford. Somehow we ended up slandering David De Gea. Fuck, you know, you got us again, Chair Gaffers.
Oh,
he is fucking fuming. He's submitted like 5 questions. Bro. A lot of the questions they're asking, we've answered on the pod.
Most of them just say why and when is it going to end?
Why and when? So STS Tama, to be honest, we just spoke about Rashford. If Rashford continues on this poor run of form, will Sebi finally admit that his United career is over and that he needs to be sold next summer? The minute you mentioned Rashford, he responds with, "What about Sancho, though?"
Yeah.
You are just to Rashford, but I hear him though. What about Sancho, though? Sancho's not getting grouped in is because he's new. Performances are fucking as bad, if not worse.
It's awful. He's been awful. But I'm not here to defend him. But the thing is that this is what was happening with Martial and Rashford. Because when people were talking about when people were talking about Martial and Rashford, they would always try to compare the two. And it's like, the reason why Martial would get more flack was, first of all, he was older and people expected more from him. Now, with Rashford, you can't be saying Rashford is better than Sancho, then you're surprised that Rashford's getting more of the spotlight.
People are more on Rashford. Yeah. That's a contradiction within itself.
So, but at the end of the day, they're both playing like shit. So, what is there to say?
Nothing.
And to be fair, if I dare see Martial come back and them two come alive again, all three of them can go away on an island.
The last decade of your football life has been hell. If that happened, you're fucking rejoicing, please.
Bro, let's not put horse in the mouth. Because what type of footballers, this is some incestuous shit now, because Rashford and Martial, Rashford and Martial, yeah. Rashford fell off at the same time. Rashford fell off purposely to make sure his goal record and Martial stay similar. It needs to stop now. At first, it was funny. Now it's sick. It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
If no shit, I'm shit, bro. Either we both make it or neither of us make it, fam.
Bro, did you see? Did you see?
I'm doing it without you, brother.
Fam, did you see Rashford smile when Martial scored in preseason? I've not seen a smile like that in years.
My brother. And trust Martial to be fucking injured, bro. Trust Martial to be fucking injured after Martial FC. They thought they were back up.
Bro.
Off of preseason games. Bro. Off of preseason games.
I cannot believe
he's playing different. He's making runs in behind, bro. One game sample size.
I could not believe what I was reading. So I was just like, yeah, whatever, man. Whatever, man. But yeah, like I swear to God, if he comes back and them three start linking up and we start looking good,
if they start jugging Blackchester United, bro.
Bro, no.
It's Blackchester, bro.
No.
I don't give a fuck.
No. Sell them all as a package deal.
I don't
deal.
Give a fuck. What's that for Madruski?
As now a package deal.
What's Madruski say? Now I'm trying to fuck, son.
bro, they can do Blackchester Globetrotters, yeah? You can do that by yourself.
Bro, we've got nothing left.
Learn to play football well by yourself. Learn to play football by yourself.
We've got nothing left.
They need to learn how to play football well by themselves. It is
if they could just play well as a unit, that's something. That's something.
Mario, it is sick. It is disgusting.
Oi, Sancho's fucking whack, bro.
He was so trash.
He's so fucking whack. He can't get a yard. He can't get a yard to do anything.
Trash. It was so funny because I was thinking, if you're not gonna create anything, yo, we're cooked, my guy. And yo.
We're cooked, yeah.
We were on that stove.
Good dude, now he's cooked food. Fucked, blood. You is a fucked you, you know. That one game he missed, that's where we fucked it. Back on the Maggies, bro.
Bro, he's back on the Maggies.
He's actually back to start of pre-season fitness. We have to get it back again.
I can see it, bro. They need to do like a... You know what? I might need to move where he lives just so I can drink all
the for him. No, Jaden, I'll drink them for you.
Hey, man. I will sacrifice my liver for him, man. It's good, man.
No, Jaden, I'll drink them for you. Elijah, no. Be a productive player for your employer.
This is for the 10 GAs.
10. We're fucking on our knees for 10 GAs, fam. 10 GAs. Fucking hell. This is nuts. Why is this club so fucked, man? Why is every player just fucked, man?
Hell. Crying.
Oh, nah. This team is fucked, man. Like, you can only juke with a Sancho if your team is, like, in the ascendancy. He's getting the ball. He's isolated a fullback. He's making runs, and he's getting the ball in bare space. All this, like, getting the ball and the man is right on you, that's not him, bro.
Bro?
That's not him.
Do you know how I know we're so cooked? You know we've not mentioned Bruno this pod?
Bro, yeah, I want to address that. Dissu, you're nasty. Dissu is trying to claim the Bruno W. Bro. We were fucking slandering him on this pod in the 26 goal season. Man is like, oh, Bruno's my biggest W. Bro, I was slandering him for a whole year.
Bro.
Go check the tapes, please.
Bro. Even during lockdown, man were having arguments.
About Bruno, bro. Man is talking about Bruno in 2022, yeah? And he said, oh, this is my best W ever. 2020, bro. We were under you.
Bro, not this suit is nasty. He's trying to claim all... on his own. This was a joint effort. Just because...
Joint enterprise.
Like, do you know what, yeah?
For the first time, I don't mind getting down on a joint enterprise charge.
Do you know what? He is like the mutes where you do a joint project, does nothing, and then he shows up at the presentation.
Let's say A. Man's trying to pick up the A.
Yeah.
Man's trying to pick up the A. Oh, this is my greatest agenda ever. Oh, nah, they got to put this in the Louvre. Nah, fam. Nah. Mugger's going in the Louvre.
Yeah, bro.
You nasty. Fucking dare. So, yeah, Bruno's fucked, bro. What more is there to say? Bruno is fucked. He's whack. There's nothing more to say. We're not surprised anymore. I can't remember the last time he had a good game of football.
I mean, was there a time he had a good game of football?
Bro, I can't. He doesn't have good football match performances.
I think I was speaking about it the other day. Like, if you think about it, if you break him down technically, like, if you think about it, like, in terms of his first touch, not good. His dribbling, not good.
Not good.
Ball striking is good. But if you put him under pressure...
Yeah, inconsistent, good. Yeah.
So, and then even when he's not under pressure, he's inconsistent. So technically, he's average.
Yep.
And that is... His ball striking is the best part of his game.
Yep.
Do you know how bonkers that is? Do you know how bonkers that is? And then even on Sunday, I saw him try to restrain himself so much. I saw it. And then one time, he just thought, fuck it. Nah, man, I can't. And he just done one leg down the middle of the pitch.
Fuck it. Somebody's up there somewhere, man.
And he said, fuck it. One leg down the pitch.
And it probably like eases his heart when he does those. So like, I am who they said I am.
You know what? You know what? I feel like, you know, on street, you know, on street fire, yeah, with the amount of punches you get, it loads up your special move bar, yeah?
That's
what every correct decision does with Bruno. And then when it gets there, lengths it down the pitch. That's his special move.
I'm telling you, he has to lose the ball. His way is he has to lose the ball a certain amount of times. That loads up his ability to do something good. I've got to lose the ball about 10 times and then I get a positive action on the football pitch. Look at what you're getting. Look at what you're fucking getting. Man, we're calling this guy the best midfielder in the league.
Check the numbers. They were telling De Bruyne to come outside. You know what?
I hope Kevin De Bruyne, you know.
I need to send some chocolates and some a letter to De Bruyne. Apologize on behalf of United fans because
yo bro, all right, last few. Next question from random_geezer1. How long before Martinez is playing in midfield or part of a back three? Just can't see him working as part of a back four in the PNP Premier League.
Like I said at the start that I thought that if Ten Hag was going to be cautious, he would go with a three at the back because I feel like it'll be easier for us to learn the principles in that formation, but he's gone bold with the 4-2-3-1.
Man's called it bold. He's gone insane.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is with Pep and Klopp, they just went all in from the start and just said fuck it. They were playing fuck shit with Sanya and Zabaleta and
Nolito,
cool car.
Wasn't Nolito City's number 9 at a time? What a fucking shit club, man.
Bro, Pep and Klopp in their first season, they were doing it. All types of fuck shit, man.
Welcome to the fucking Premier League, man. Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah.
So you said we got to go through ours, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I can't be too harsh on Ten Hag, because at the end of the day, he needs to go through that phase. And all the managers that we've seen, except for Conte, really, like, because that guy loves scrubs, so he can work with anything. But your Pochettinos, your Peps, your Klopps and whatever, like, they've had to go through the stage where when they're building a philosophy and it's with a new group of players, they've had to have gone through the churn. So I'm gonna give him the time. I'm not onto him like a lot of other people, but it's just that if he does something wrong, I'll just say he's done something wrong in it. But
call it out.
But it's not like I'm saying get him out, because the thing is, at the end of the day, it's not like the point with Mourinho where it's like, I know this is short term, or Solskjaer where I know he's not good. It's like this gonna be long term, hopefully. And he has shown his capability. So I will give him as much time as I think is necessary, really. But
I respect that. You rate him as a coach, yeah?
Yeah, no. The thing is, it's funny because people think because I want to poach that I don't like Ten Hag. To me, they're actually kind of similar in a way, but it's just that I want to poach because, you know, I'm more familiar with him. But we have Ten Hag now, and I'm more than happy to go with it. And I'm actually kind of glad because it will just be interesting to see something different, to be honest. But
agreed.
All I know is next summer,
you got to kiss a couple frogs to find your prince, man.
Bro, next summer, director of football, because this guy's talent ID. Nah.
Nah. Yeah, some of these managers they're fucked. Probably Pep has the best eye.
No, but the thing is, yeah, Pep is not even has the best eye. He is just like this way. He's just about tech. That's it. Like, that is it.
Techie as fuck, yeah? Come.
That's it. Like, he doesn't care. If you're techie as fuck, doesn't care about your height. He might care about your skin color. He might care about your skin color, but you know.
Yeah, we'll find techie as fuck. Yeah, come. We'll find something for you still.
Yeah. If
like Nunes, not in a million years. Not in a million years would Pep sign Nunes.
No, the thing is, yeah, when they were linked with Lukaku, yeah, I was thinking, come on. And then Lukaku even had the goal to say, yeah, I turned City down to stay at Inter Milan. Fuck off.
Yeah, right, man.
Fuck off.
Yeah,
man.
Pep called me, bro. He's told me I'm a, I'm his kind of player, bro. Fuck off. Brother. All right, Elijah. Like you said, Brighton, great acid test. That is lowered. That's tempered expectations. Now, I think, hopefully, the only place we can go from here is up, right?
Yeah. I mean, it can't get worse than... I mean, it can get worse than Barcelona.
Brighton are not a bad side. So, it's not a bad team to lose to, you know?
Yeah. But like I said, throughout the preseason, they got certain hot for us. And we were on the story.
They did. Say, though, doing this thing.
Bro, I can't believe we actually passed up on that guy, you know? That's fucking crazy.
Peanuts, bro. But it's a way of Manchester Red. All right, Elijah, I appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you for coming on. I think I'll be seeing a lot more of you this season.
Yes.
strap him, bro. Enjoy the ride, man.
Yes.
Peace.
Rashford, he's in here, he scores! Marcus Rashford takes yet another step up the ladder. Thank you. And it's a lad from Manchester who scored.
Only chance in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man
U. Thank you, man.
Nice in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, my bang over. Only chance in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Manny. Ready!
Description. Goal. How about
Martial is isolated. Skirtle here. Oh yes!
Welcome to Manchester United. Anthony Martial.
I'll be for backstage till the bar's done. Slap one, slap two, that's your dance done. Like Rashford, I'm a fast one.
Thank you, man.
Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you.
Bang.
Only champs in my team like Man U.
Yeah, like Man U. Thank you, man.
Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you.
Bang.
Only champs in my team like Man U.
Yeah, like Man U.
Sports Social Podcast Network.